I'm going to be very honest. For the past few years, I've been a member of the Rotary Interact Club. I'm friends with some of the Rotarians. I've been to some Rotary meetings. My parents are Rotarians. But I didn't understand what Rotary really was. I mean, I thought the coolest thing about Rotary was getting to eat pizza at the meetings. But when I sat down, I gathered the information and I wrote this speech, I realized I was a part of something so much bigger than I ever thought I was. I realized I was lacking imagination. I never knew what Rotary had done and how it has changed the world. But what if it was never here? I don't need to remind you how fortunate we are to live in a world with Rotary, you know. But let's imagine a different world for a moment. Imagine Rotary doesn't exist. Without Rotary International, 3 billion children in 122 countries haven't been provided with polio vaccines. In this world void of Rotary, polio hasn't been reduced by 99.9%. There have been no monies donated and no volunteer work to help get these vaccines administered to remote countries. In the absence of Rotary, there's no help available for Liberian women to have access to HIV testing during early pregnancy. There's no Rotary to use prenatal care to help reduce HIV infection in children by 95% in over 2 years. Imagine Rotary International doesn't exist to help combat cervical cancer in impoverished countries by making simple cervical cancer screenings both available and accessible. What would happen to women without this? Envision, Rotary International hasn't made $65 million in grant funding available to fight diseases globally. Diseases including Alzheimer's, malaria, and Ebola, just to name a few. Think about the people we would have lost and could lose if Rotary wasn't here to help fight these deadly diseases. Now, imagine local Rotaries don't exist. The state of Kentucky has 90 Rotary clubs within its 120 counties. These Rotary clubs impact communities greatly, including mine. One of the many ways Rotary impacts our community is through its service days. Service days are opportunities that Rotarians have to volunteer with other organizations to help make a positive impact within our community. One service day, they volunteered for Meals on Wheels at the Senior Center and helped feed the senior residents of Caldwell County. Rotary puts on a Breakfast with Santa every year at City Hall so kids can meet Santa and get a toy all for free. The Rotarians provide the toys for the Princeton Police Department toy drive. And Rotary supplied a daycare with the $10,000 fence and mulch. This daycare got destroyed by the tornado in Dawson Springs and had to relocate here in Princeton. And legally, a daycare must have a fence and inches of mulch in its playground. So if Rotary wasn't here to provide those things, that daycare would not be able to legally open here and assist about 60 families. Without our local Rotary, there would be no Build-A-Bed program to give underprivileged children a bed. As everyone knows, it is important that a child has a warm place to rest their head. And without that, they would fall behind physically, mentally, emotionally, and academically. Our community would look very different than it does today without Rotary. Now, imagine going through the tornado we went through with no Rotary. That means no special Build-A-Bed program for people who have lost everything, down to a safe place to sleep at night. No Rotary to get funds for counseling for those in our community that struggle with processing the trauma we've all been through. No Rotary to get funds for counseling for those in our community, to provide children with books explaining trauma and PTSD. It is important that children have fun and non-triggering ways to understand how to better process their feelings and emotions about the traumatic event of the tornado we've experienced. And without that, their trauma could lead to anxiety, PTSD, or maybe even self-harm. No Rotary to provide all the lumber for the Help Build Hope organization. The Help Build Hope organization built someone in our community 54 walls for their house after they lost theirs in the tornado. And Rotary had a service day, and they helped build those walls. But where might that family be today without Rotary? Now that we've imagined a very disadvantaged world without Rotary, we can see how it really affects our day-to-day lives. Rotary has changed my community and the world in numerous ways. So, let me leave you with the question today. What do you see for Rotary's future? How many more diseases can it help prevent? The seven pillars of Rotary are promoting peace, fighting disease, providing clean water, sanitation, hygiene, saving mothers and children, supporting education, growing local economics, and protecting the environment. But how can we take this to a different level and protect the people walking on this earth? Imagine Rotary and its endless possibilities when we stop and ask ourselves, is it the truth? Is it fair to all concerned? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all concerned?